One phone call. That's all it takes. Your parent fell, your spouse forgot how to get home, your sibling can't manage alone anymore. Suddenly, you're thrust into a role you never trained for, making decisions you're not prepared to make, navigating systems you don't understand. Most of us spend more time planning vacations than preparing for the inevitable reality that someone we love will need our care. Yet, here's the paradox. Elder care is one of life's most predictable events, and somehow we're perpetually caught off guard. Unlike parenting, where society offers classes and books and endless advice, caregiving for aging loved ones happens in isolation, learned through trial and costly error. The landscape is treacherous. Medical appointments overlap with work meetings, insurance forms multiply like weeds, family tensions simmer beneath every decision. But here's what changes everything. Elder care isn't something that happens to you. It's something you can plan for, prepare for, and navigate with intention rather than panic. Your mother repeats the same story 3 times in one conversation. Your father's refrigerator holds expired food from months ago. Bills pile up unpaid on the kitchen counter. These aren't just quirks of aging, they're breadcrumbs leading toward a larger truth. Decline whispers through small changes, difficulty managing medications, declining hygiene, social withdrawal, uncharacteristic mood swings. We rationalize these signs because acknowledging them means confronting uncomfortable realities. Yet early intervention prevents crisis. The Alzheimer's Association identifies 10 warning signs distinguishing normal aging from dementia: memory loss disrupting daily life, difficulty completing familiar tasks, confusion with time or place, trouble understanding visual images, problems with words, misplacing things, decreased judgment, withdrawal from activities, and personality changes. Many conditions mimicking dementia are treatable: medication interactions, dehydration, depression, vitamin deficiencies, even hearing loss. The solo caregiver myth is dangerous. Building a support network isn't weakness, it's strategic planning. Map specific needs across 4 categories: homemaker services, personal care, home health care, and quality of life activities. Your informal network, family, friends, neighbors, faith communities, often provides more reliable, affordable assistance than paid professionals. That retired neighbor might welcome daily check-ins. Your distant sibling could manage insurance remotely. You can't pour from an empty cup. Caregiver depression has become a silent health crisis, with higher rates of anxiety, chronic stress, and physical illness than the general population. Many practice self-care solely to maintain their duties, leading to resentment and compromised care. The Caregiver Burnout Checklist offers a mirror. Do you feel trapped, guilty, inadequate? Are you overeating, undersleeping, or experiencing physical symptoms? These aren't character flaws, they're red flags. Distinguish between nice-to-do and have-to-do tasks. Does your parent truly need you to do their laundry, or are you stepping in because it feels like love? Excessive assistance harms both parties, eroding their dignity while exhausting you. Build support through family, friends, neighbors, employers, support groups, and illness-specific associations. When anger surfaces, recognize it as information rather than failure. Spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, nature walks, journaling, only become effective when they become habits, strengthening whatever you want to improve in life. Discussing aging and mortality is uncomfortable, yet avoiding it guarantees crisis rather than planning. Older adults fear 6 things: running out of money, lacking purpose, loneliness, abuse, becoming a burden, and losing their home. These anxieties fuel denial that everything is fine. The goal isn't to parent your parents, it's to partner with them, respecting their autonomy while encouraging appropriate help. Listen for hints like, "I'm thinking about simplifying," or, "Your father used to handle the bills." Seize these moments with questions, not statements. Natural family events, deaths, illnesses, create openings for planning discussions. Plant seeds through relevant articles or ask for their advice to make them feel valued. Timing matters enormously. Avoid conversations when tired, during gatherings, or when emotions run high. When they open up, practice active listening. Resistance often masks deeper issues: fear, mistrust, power struggles, or decision avoidance. People respond better when reassured they control their lives, even as options narrow. Emergency preparedness separates swift recovery from permanent decline. When falls, strokes, or sudden confusion strike, immediate access to your elder and their information becomes critical. Create an elder emergency information chart, listing medical conditions, medications, allergies, emergency contacts, and healthcare providers. Keep copies near phones, on refrigerators, in your wallet, at work, and on a flash drive. Obtain duplicate house keys and distribute them to trusted contacts. Record access codes for electronic locks and device passwords. For financial access, arrange power of attorney at their bank or add a second signature to accounts. Medication management requires vigilance. 3 out of 4 Americans don't take prescriptions as directed, and elders seeing multiple doctors often fail to disclose other medications. Use the brown bag method. Gather all medications and supplements in a bag for comprehensive review at appointments. Fill all prescriptions at one pharmacy so computers can flag potential interactions. When hospitalization occurs, create a dedicated file for all medical paperwork and carry it everywhere. Gather essential documents: insurance proof, living will, powers of attorney, and DNR orders. These preparations feel tedious until crisis strikes, then they become priceless. Money silently destroys family relationships during elder care. Previously close siblings become bitterly divided over the family home, payment responsibilities, or who quits their job to provide care. Nearly 40% of families report severe conflicts over elder care finances, often escalating into legal battles. The burden extends beyond medical expenses. Long-distance caregiving adds $500 to $1,000 per trip. Employed caregivers lose an average of $11,000 annually in wages, with some facing compounded losses from early retirement. Neither Social Security nor private retirement programs credit caregiving years, creating losses of hundreds of thousands in retirement savings. Out-of-pocket expenses can deplete $50,000 to $100,000 annually, while Medicare covers only the first 100 days of skilled nursing care, and Medicaid requires reducing assets below $2,000 in most states. Before assuming financial responsibilities, consult a certified financial planner with gerontology certification, update estate plans, purchase long-term care insurance while rates are lower, and maximize retirement contributions. As a caregiver, maximize tax benefits through detailed documentation of medical treatments, home modifications, transportation, prescriptions, and in-home assistance. Calculate potential reductions in Social Security benefits and pension accrual before reducing work commitments. Leaving home devastates older people, yet these conversations are essential. Most elders want to stay home, but physical limitations and memory problems can end that dream. Housing decisions defy logic because our identities intertwine with our homes. Moving means abandoning memories, routines, and a lifetime's architecture. Simple modifications create safer spaces: grab bars, improve lighting, removing trip hazards, stair lifts, accessible showers. When modifications fail, research facilities thoroughly, visit unannounced, check regulatory complaints. As someone begins dying, they may withdraw from people and memory-laden objects, preparing for peaceful departure. The dying want their lives validated and fear dying alone. The greatest gift is journeying with them unafraid, sitting together, discussing current events, reminiscing. Your presence matters. Silence is acceptable. Maintain dignity through cleanliness, comfort, and pain management. When they cling to life beyond medical possibility, offer permission to let go. "I will be fine, Mom," or "if you don't want to be here anymore, you can go now, it's okay." Elder care isn't about perfection, it's about presence, dignity, and love in action.